Renewed heavy fighting is underway between Kurdish fighters and ISIL Takfiri terrorists north of the flashpoint city of Kobani in northern Syria. Clashes with automatic gunfire and mortar fire are reportedly taking place in an area less than a kilometer from the joint Syria-Turkey border.
As the situation deteriorates in Syria's Kobani, new indications have emerged to reveal the hypocrisy of regional and international players in the fight against terror. The US has already turned a blind eye to what many fear could lead to the world's worst tragedy in decades. And now, the latest remarks by Secretary of State John Kerry prove that Washington is not the least concerned about the impending massacre of thousands by the ISIL terrorists in Kobani.
I want to make it clear that as they make decisions about what the options are, Kobani does not define the strategy of the coalition with respect to Daesh.
The United Nations has warned that the world could witness a repeat of the brutal slaughter of thousands in Srebrenica in the 1990s should Kobani fall to the ISIL. The world's body chief, Ban Ki-moon, now says immediate action is needed by the international community to prevent this from happening.
I'm urging all these ISIS and Daesh to stop these terrorist activities, but international community should show solidarity and unity in addressing this issue.
Kobani lies on the border with Turkey, and Turkey has agreed to let the US and its coalition forces use its military bases for operations against the ISIL. It has also offered to create a buffer zone inside the Syrian territory to protect civilians. But Turkey is at the same time blocking military equipment and reinforcements from reaching the Kurds in Kobani, who are fighting tooth and nail against the advancing militants. It's no secret that Turkey propped up the ISIL against the Syrian government. That, together with its inaction on Kobani, may be telling of a wider agenda that Ankara has for Syria, an agenda that may only start after the city falls.